know, when I was younger, as a child, I was taught not to ask God why.
All right.
I was also taught that true Christians should never question God. It was considered a violation of our faith to ask God why. Why? Because if you really, one of the answers that we got was, if you really believe God, then you will completely accept everything that comes your way without asking or inquiring of God as to why, or what is the reason for this happening. Well, the reason I found that I got a little problem with that. Because there's so many of people that I love coming up against hard situations. And I found myself asking God why. And, you know, when they told us that, you completely accept everything that comes your way without asking or inquiring it. As to why or what is the reason. It's like we think that God gets insulted or upset because he feels like we are questioning his authority.
Come on, help us get
that. Other people may feel that if you ask God why, that God is intimidated. Or that he cannot handle your pursuit of knowledge. Or that we may pose a question that he cannot answer. You see what happens when we put man's understanding on God's authority. Well, what does the Bible have to say about this? James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally. In other words, if you ask it, he will give it to you freely. My God. God is not intimidated by us. Little me. Gives to all liberally and without reproach. And it will be given to him. What God is saying is, come to me and ask me why. I'm not afraid of your questions. I'm not afraid of you. God is not an insecure. He is not timid. He is not uncertain or doubtful in his sovereignty. Y'all better talk back to me. God don't have no question about who he is. By what he can accomplish. He is not envious or afraid that his position, that his power or authority is going to be jeopardized by you or anybody else knowing too much. Doesn't matter how many times you got to ask him. He says, ask of him who gives freely as he wills it so. God knows that there will be times. Now y'all got to talk back to me right here. There are times where you are confused. Times where you are afraid. Times where your heart is troubled. Times where you don't know what to do. It's right there that he says, come to me and ask of me. I dare you to bring it to him. I dare you to take it to him. I dare you to leave it with him. Hallelujah. I dare you to come to God and leave it with him. And let him answer you when the time is right. Sometimes we get overwhelmed and say, this is happening and that's happening and there's trouble here and trouble there, or sometimes we don't know what to say. Have you ever been in a situation where it just took your breath away? You didn't know what to say, or all you could do was just stand there in awe of what was happening to you. Or you just started crying. Not because you were sad, but because you were mad. Y'all don't talk back to me. You cried because you were so upset. That if you didn't cry, you end up hurting somebody. Y'all better talk back to me. Have you ever been so upset that you just found yourself crying, that you had to distance yourself from the situation or from the people in that situation? Because if you didn't get away, you was going to end up going off. Y'all don't talk back. We asked the question, why? I've done it. I've done all that I know to do. But I still get to a point where sometimes it's like things get worse. Will y'all talk back to me? Why, God? Why are things getting worse? Why are so many people getting cancer? Why it seems like so many of the saints leaving out of here? Why we got so many problems? Why it seems like people falling off from you, God? Why it seems like they don't believe no more? Why it seems like they don't want to worship you no more? Why it seems like they don't want to give you the glory no more? Why it seems like folks are tripping now? Why it seems like faith is gone from us? Why it seems like we just having so many troubles? Why? See, some of y'all ain't used to it. You just used to taking whatever. Hallelujah. It's there. It's right there. That he says, I can handle it. I thank God we got a God that can handle it. Hallelujah. When it seems like I'm losing my mind, we got a God that says, I can handle that. Woo! Somebody ought to give him praise. Somebody need to hear that word this morning. You got a God that can handle it. Hallelujah. No matter what you say to him, we have a God that can handle your situation, that can handle your problems, that can take care of your... Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, bring it to me. He says, bring it to me. I'm able to share with you that kind of truth that transforms. And watch this. It's funny how many people say God talks to them, but they're not transformed. Because every time God speaks, something changes.
Oh, yeah.
Or someone changes.
Yeah.
When God speaks to you, the atmosphere changes.
Yeah.
Or the person in the atmosphere changes. Every time when God reveals his nature, something changes. The devil got to stand still when God speaks. Because he speaks with all authority. It's funny how people say, I heard from God, but ain't nothing different. If God is talking to you, then something ought to change every time you open your mind. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God transforms. It's a new word. And every time something happens and you call on God and he answers you, something changes. It metamorphosizes. Takes on a different nature. Hallelujah. Saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. Reaches to the lowest valley. To the highest mountain. There's no place God can't go. That he can't just simply speak and it is. You can count on something,
amen.
Or someone changing.
Amen.
when God opens his mouth, ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. What does Matthew 7:7 say? It says, ask. 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 And it will ask. 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 And it will be given to you. Seek. In other words, if you ask, go look for it. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you'll find it. Knock, and it'll be open unto you. So that means you gotta keep going. No matter what the situation says, you got to ask. You got to look for it. You got to go knock on that thing. And watch God do some miraculous stuff in your life. When you have searched for God with your whole heart, then you will find him. It's funny how many people search for him, but their heart is not all the way in it. When your heart is not in it, God knows you playing. God knows you playing around. God knows you ain't serious. Hallelujah. It don't matter to me. We had an altar full of people. I don't see them. Where you at? Where you at? Last Sunday the altar was packed. Folks that I ain't never seen before. Where you at? So is your heart truly in it? When you're really looking for God. We look for everything else. But when you really look for God with your whole heart, you watch God do some things in your life. You watch God change some situations around in your life. When you look for him with your whole heart. Some of us not looking with our whole heart. We just paying lip service. Trying to pimp God. If you bless me, I'll praise you. This thing is more than just about believing or receiving. This is about how God will absolutely change your situation around. And you have the audacity to wait on him. No matter what happens, you got the wherewithal to wait on him. It may take a long time, but you're gonna wait on God. I'm waiting on him to change some things around. Some things he told me 10 years ago, I'm still waiting. Because I gotta make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be. But if I stay with the Lord, I will see this thing come. Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen. Look, tap your neck and say, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So after you get through praying, are you looking for God with everything that's in you? See, you know what? You know what? You come on now. Y'all don't talk back to me. After you get through praying, you ought to look for God in every situation that's going on. Hallelujah. Every time you go to the store, you ought to look for God. Every time you go to the job, you ought to look for God. Folks fussing at you, you ought to look for God in the situation. You ought to ask God, touch. I need a blessing. I need you to work this thing out. You ought to be walking. You ought to be talking to yourself. And folks, you ought to be saying, that person is lost. They might, no, I ain't lost my mind. But if you equate me losing my mind with me talking to God, then I just might be crazy. But I'm going to keep talking to him because I need him to be in on everything that goes on in my life. So if I got to look crazy to you, that's all right. But I got to get through to my God. I got to get his attention. How many people serious about hearing from God? Don't play. Don't play. Don't raise your hand if you ain't serious. You serious? Then what that means is that you got to exercise the kind of faith that the woman did with the judge. In the parable. Luke 18:1-8. Let me read it to you. Look what it says. Then he spoke a parable. to them that men, and look what he starts the parable off with, that men ought to always pray and not lose heart or don't faint. So in other words, when you're praying, don't give up. Jesus. See, some of us are praying and then gave up. When you pray, don't give up, because there's no way you can associate God with giving up. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you pray, don't give up. Then it says, verse 2, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. In other words, he wasn't scared of nobody. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. In other words, she got on this man's nerves so much so that he relinquished the blessing that she was looking for. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect? So in other words, if this judge can do that, what do you think I will do if you come to me consistently, persistently? If you get to me at every cost, I will absolutely open up a window and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. But you gotta be persistent enough to come to me every opportunity you get. Every time something goes on, you ought to open your mouth and say, here I am, Lord. I'm still waiting for that blessing. Lord, work this thing out. Lord, take care of it. Lord, bless me. Lord, take care of my family. Lord, watch over me. Lord, come down. Lord, smooth things out. Lord. The key in the verse is that it says, shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out? In other words, if you quiet, it may not pay dividends for you. God is looking for folk who are willing to open up their mouth. Hallelujah. I dare you right now. I double dog, triple dog dare you right now to open up your mouth and talk to the Lord your God. I dare you to open up your mouth and give him the problem that persists in your life. The Bible goes on to say that he will avenge them speedily. In other words, you ain't got to wait long to look for this blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
But he ends it with a question. When Jesus comes, will he really find faith on earth? What I'm telling you is, don't lose hope. Hallelujah. You got to remain persistent with God. This is faith. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. We have to get to a place in God that says, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what I have to suffer or the pain that I have to go through. I don't care who does not agree with me or who does not like me for believing God. I know that if I keep on keeping on, hallelujah, one day, sooner or later, my change is going to come. And I will see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't give up now. You are too close to what God is going to do in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now watch this. For those of you who just want to ask for anything, let me put a rod of correction on you. You got to be mindful of the fact that the Word of God says that anything in our lives that is not rooted in or brought about by the faith in God is sin.
Watch out!
In other words, you can't just ask for whatever it is you want to ask for. Hallelujah. Women, you can't say, I want that man, and he already married. He got four kids. Sisters, you can't say. Brothers, you can't say, I need me a new woman. God, I need you to deliver me somebody new. No. It don't work like that. It got to be according to his will. Hallelujah. It has to be the way God has desired for this thing to be. You can't just ask what it is for and it just be amiss. The reason some of y'all blessings haven't come for because you asked amiss, because it's not what God would have for you. God has things for you. You got to ask according to his will. And what some of us don't want to do is ask according to his will. We want to ask according to our flesh.
Yes.